Welcome. This is episode 262 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be continuing the series on the dangers of the Word of Faith theology. The dangers of the Word of Faith theology. Again, this is going to be part three. If you missed the first two parts, I will strongly encourage you to listen to that. And I'll strongly encourage you to listen to the podcast before that on the dangers of the prosperity gospel. So we're just going to continue. Again, what I'm saying today may sound like gibberish if you didn't listen to the first two parts. But continue from where we stopped last time, where we said that you cannot just take one verse from the Bible and not reconcile it with the rest of Scripture. You cannot just ask God for anything and, oh, he'll for sure do it for you, right? You cannot just believe and, oh, yes, it doesn't matter what I believe for. It will definitely happen for me. No, because that's what this Word of Faith theology is all about. Just use God as your personal vending machine. Whatever you want, ask him, he'll just do it, right? But that's not consistent with Scripture. And you may wonder, Divine, why is this so harmful? One reason why it is harmful is that if God does not answer people's prayers, right, who have heard this kind of Word of Faith message, they believe that God must not be real. Some people, because of this kind of teaching, they've been led to believe that God is a liar, because God did not heal them when they asked him or whatever. And then you see these people, they walk away from the gospel of Christ. They literally walk away from a relationship with God. So the thing is, many people may not realize this, but false doctrine and the wrong teaching of Scripture, you can really mess people's lives up. You can really mess people's lives up. Again, what is the key factor? What is one of the primary deciding factors? I'm not going to say the only factor, right? Because God wants you to have faith as well, obviously. God wants you to obey his commandments, obviously, right? But God's will is one of the primary deciding factors in deciding if a prayer is answered or not. Because think about it from this perspective. I think this may give people a little bit of perspective on this. Will an earthly father give all that the child requests to the child? No. Because, I mean, think about it. What will happen when you do that? The child is going to become spoiled. You don't grant every request for their own good. There are some things they ask for that in their eyes may seem good. But you, the parent with more life experience, is like, no, there's absolutely no way I'm going to give you this. I don't want to destroy your life. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. In the eyes of the child, it may seem right. But you, the parent with more life experience, essentially know that, wait, this thing does not lead to anything good. So again, brethren, does God want you to always be healed? If you pray and believe God for healing and it does not happen, does that mean that God is not on the throne? No. Why? Because that sickness may be God using it for his glory in your life. In fact, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 9. I think this biblical reference is extremely helpful. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 to 9. We'll read from the New Living Translation. Look at this. It says, this is Apostle Paul speaking. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from being proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud, a thorn in the flesh. Again, we don't know exactly what this thorn was, but it was obviously something that was not pleasant. Look at verse 8. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now, I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. The power of Christ can work through me. Right? So Paul was suffering. He was suffering big time. He asked God to take care of it. But God did not answer his prayers. He asked God three times and God was like, no, don't worry. My grace is going to be sufficient for you. In fact, if you read through that whole section of Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, you will essentially see that God valued that Paul learned humility more than Paul getting healed. God valued that Paul learned humility more than Paul getting healed in that circumstance. Paul was at the end, he was pretty much boasting about this problem because he got to see God's grace at work in his life through the challenge he was going through. Right? So here's the thing, brethren. A sickness or a tough time you're going through can bring glory to God. It is not every prayer you pray that will be answered. You will not always receive your healing. I'm not placing a curse. I'm just telling you the facts of the Bible. You will not always receive your healing. In fact, the Hebrew priest in Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 to 18 understood this. Let's look at Daniel 3, verses 16 to 18. Again, I'll read from New Living Translation. Just as a bit of context, this is when the king said they must bow down before some graven image or something like that. And they were like, no, we're not going to do that. So let's read this. It says, Daniel 3, 16 to 18 from the New Living Translation. It says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. Right. So what do we learn from this? We see these boys were very resolute. Basically, I like the way they answered the king. They were like, see, we believe that God can help us. He can save us out of this bind. But you know what? Even if he does not save us, we are not going to bow down before this. So these were people that were serving God not for health, wealth, and prosperity. They were like, if things go well and we're delivered, fine. If we're not delivered, that's fine too. But we're still not going to disobey God. Those were people that understood what a true relationship with God was. Right? So I think with these examples, I really hope you understand why this word of faith theology is very, very dangerous. Right? So brethren, I really want to encourage you today because I feel like a lot of these conversations we've had over the last, I guess, including this podcast, over the last five podcasts is this. You got to know scripture. You absolutely need to know scripture. Right? You absolutely need to know scripture. If not, one, you will be deceived. And two, you will lead other people astray. You need to know scripture because I feel like we're falling into a lot of laziness has kind of come of many Christians these days. A lot of laziness. And honestly, including myself, where it's just so much easier just listen to a message by some person, right? Let me just get fed by this person. You just plop up your computer or put in your AirPods or whatever and just listen to a message and you're like, yep, I've studied the Bible. No. Listening to the message is not the same thing as studying the original document yourself. So please, I want to encourage you today, know the Bible. Please, know the Bible. Know the Bible. It is so important. It is so important. I'm telling you, like, the greatest forms of deceit, deception, are going on in what people construct in their minds as, oh, this is a legitimate church, right? Again, I've said this many times on this podcast, but the fact that some place is called Church of God does not mean that God is there. Does not mean that they're preaching the true, pure, and diluted word of God. And even after you listen to the message from some person of God, because I'm telling you this, brethren, God ordained some people to be teachers and pastors. I'm not saying you should never listen to messages. No, you should. But you should also spend time in the word. And it's also helpful to, after you've learned, and it's actually a way to make your learning deeper, go back to the original document, the Bible, and compare to the message you heard. Does it line up? That makes you a more well-informed child of God. Now, if you don't have a relationship with God, I will encourage you to do so. I will encourage you to do so. And again, I don't want to extract a commitment from you. Oh, okay, Divine said I should have a relationship with God. I mean, obviously, I would love you to have a relationship with God. But I want you to see why you need a relationship with God. And I will encourage you to consult episode 254. I believe it's a pretty short podcast. It's the Salvation Podcast. Episode 254. It will tell you why you need God as you, why you need Christ as your Savior, God's provision for your salvation, because basically he sent his son to substitute for your sins. And then at the end of that podcast, there is going to be an opportunity for you to give your life to Christ. And then after you do that, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101. Episodes 96 to 101. It's titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. So, Father, I just pray, Lord, that as we've heard your word this morning, give us the grace to truly understand your word. Give us the grace to accurately preach your word and teach your word to others. And give us the grace to be doers of your word. And, Father, I pray, Lord, that may everything in our lives bring glory to your name, whether we like it or not. Ultimately, Lord, let our lives bring glory to your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'll see you in the next podcast. God bless you. Shalom. Have a wonderful week.